listening to Master Nolan's sermon on House of MNSN.
What's that?
No, let's go to something a little bit lighter now.
I think we need to go to the Master and Sir to do one of these questions.
No. You guys didn't prepare yourselves and not my issue. All right, you know, on the next break, we'll let you guys do that. Now, go ahead. Question. We're back to popcorn, please.
We'll come up.
Can you read that?
I can't read this word.
All right. So, distance in relationships, is it harder for bups, for the pups or boys, or for the masters or sirs, in your mind?
Distance.
A long distance relationship, is it harder for the pups and boys or the sirs and masters?
The pups and boys, obviously.
Obviously, because why?
Because, well, I can only speak from my experience.
Well, that's the question.
When I was in Cleveland, and in the consideration collar.
Uh-huh.
I had made a commitment that I was honoring, which included physical gratification, which wasn't going to be happening without you or your permission. So that was physically, emotionally, and hormonally taxing.
Yeah.
Whereas I know it wouldn't have been for you because you had Boy Neil here and Sir Mark. You had both a partner and at least one sub. So... Yeah, I would say it's harder on the sub.
So that's, you're saying it's harder on the, just because of the sex thing. Let's take the sex out of the equation.
No, not just sex. Intimacy is largely manifested through physical interaction.
Okay.
There were so many times that I would have just... There were so many times when I was in Cleveland, and you know what kind of a state I was in at that time, sir. I just wanted to crawl up and have you rub my head. It didn't even matter about getting my dick off. It was just...
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Oh, wow! For a slave, he talks a lot. Go ahead.
I want to agree with Pup Corey to the extent that, yes, there are things that we must deny ourselves when we're under consideration.
Now, just to make sure everybody understands, how far away from you of the family then?
I'm 2.5 hours away. I am in London, Ontario.
Speak. You have to go closer.
I am 2.5 hours away. I'm in London, Ontario. And so there are certain things I must deny myself, but I would disagree with you that makes it harder for me. Yes, it's hard not to be able to gratify yourself sexually, but you might also be denied that when you're sitting right next to your master. I think it's harder for the master because they can't see me, they can't understand, see how I'm physically or emotionally going through this. I'm at a distance. I think it's harder for them to respond to my needs.
Okay, anybody else? No?
I've said that before. It's nice to give the sub the benefit of the doubt that they are actually doing what they are saying that they are doing, and we would like to believe.
Well, we don't have a choice. If we don't believe that they're doing that,
of
then
course.
There's no hope for the relationship, and don't.
But.
You have to let it go.
But the thing is, it's still a possibility.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is what I'm saying.
And that's the thing. I mean, even if you know the individuals, at one point in time, it could be something just totally different that the one did something different the weekend before or the weekend after that they were up, and something, you know, there's something not right, and now you're away and they're still doing their journal, but you know something.
Yes. You can't see in their eyes. You can't tell, like, is that silence because they're tired from work, because there's something else going on, or is that silence because they're really upset about something that they're not prepared to talk about?
Yeah, and that's the thing, it is. And I've noted, I mean, with us, we've ended up, Master Noel and I, having a conversation going, something's weird, we're not sure what it is, we can't put a finger on, but they're not telling us. As if you're with somebody 24 hours a day, it's easier because you see their change in their routine or their behavior, You know, so, and a lot of time too, when, you know, the journals are great, but again, they're only words on a computer screen or on paper, and sometimes we add the emotions that we think they're going through at the same time, but it can be something totally opposite.
Well, yeah, but I have to break in here, because you have an issue with technology in general.
Yes, I do.
Yes, so...
I would rather spend a phone call with my boy or my pups to make sure that their voice is okay, because that's how my intuition gets taken care of. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I can tell if I'm talking to Pop Corey or Boy Neil or whoever it is, I know something's not right. And you can kind of sense it, and then you can go towards that. The reason technology too is because my spelling's atrocious. And Suri ain't helping me in that
no,
case.
No, you know what? You have done...
She's not helping you, sir, because she doesn't understand.
You have done a lot better. Really, you're getting a lot better with reading their journals, with all that.
Yeah, but it's still something that, like, you know, ask me to copy and paste and then resend you that, because I'm lost.
Anybody else with puppies? Well, what about you? You're long distance.
3.5 hours.
Yeah, that's long distance to me, it is. And how often are you able to actually come and just stay with us?
1 weekend a month. Now it's getting less because I have a full-time job.
Yep.
Maybe 1 weekend every 2 months.
Now, do you find journals are helpful? Or? And we're all going to be talking about your journals when we're done this, by the way. Anyways, go on. Someone's have gone from 4 pages to 30, not even, maybe 5 words. Boy, Neil. Anyways.
What's every day?
The journals.
That's right. It is every day.
Most days don't have necessarily that much
interest. Journals.
It has more than it was a good day. Anyways.
Journals help. They keep, I don't know, keep you in the state of mind that they're still a relationship.
You got to get a little closer, pup.
I said journals.
Thank you.
Do help. I don't know. They just, I guess, keep you in the state of mind that there's still a relationship going on, instead of you just sitting saying you're in a leather relationship and not doing anything because you're 3.5 hours away sitting at home.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, like you said, like they do change length. I know I've written one sentence journals, and I've written like almost a short story journal.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
I was just busting his balls. It's okay,
Bob. Okay, sir. I don't know where else to go with that.
Well, that's
all
right.
Are we going back to
the original question?
Possibly.
So who do you think it affects, you or me? You or us, I should say, sir.
I am specifically for me, because I look at it more as it depends on the relationship, because I have my pup,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really looking for something that includes a lot of physical intimacy between mm-hmm. my sirs and me, or even me and my pup. I like other things more about it, like
yeah.
protocol and just being with the family in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say in this case it affects you more, because you're more worried about me making sure that I have a good job and making a steady income.
I don't worry about things like that, do I, Pump?
I don't know. I think you
Sir
would.
Mark, do you worry about stuff like that?
No.
Okay, apparently they don't worry about me at all. I'm mistaken.
Meanwhile, we're trying to find out what company you're working for. Anyways, go on. Just kidding. Go on. Yeah, you know what? And that's something that we do. We worry about what you boys, like, what you're doing for a living. You know, are you getting to work? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, that's important to us, because if you're not stable in your lives where you are, there's not much we can do to help you, because we, you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense, or did I just ramble? I rambled, didn't I?
I don't know, sir.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, sir, if I may, it goes back. Long-distance relationships can be difficult for anybody.
Agreed.
In any situation, not just the master, sub, slave, mm-hmm. boy, pup type relationships. Any type of relationship. But on the other hand, too, some people also like the distance sometimes.
Because? Why?
I don't know.
Distance,
I mean, you kind of, you and Sir Mark kind of have both.
Well, he likes the distance. I don't know.
Because he likes
like
being...
that.
In Toronto sometimes. He likes being yeah. here. I think he kind of, I don't know, am I correct?
Oh, he loves getting
you
the hell out of this
it.
Madhouse. Are you
oh,
kidding me?
I do, because that's when I go to my sane place.
Yeah. If you think we're that all that insane, honey, why do you stay?
Because I love you guys. I love our family.
Oh, okay.
But I'm okay That's the difference between you and I. I love being alone. I need my time being
one,
alone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You cannot be, yeah, but I like being in Toronto in my office doing my things alone or going to a movie by myself alone. You cannot stand being here alone.
Well, that's because I got to take my own shoes off.
And you don't like being alone.
Well, it can be laziness or whatever, sir.
No, you...
Wow. He just called you lazy. Well,
that wasn't in the top three words that he used for me, so I'm not accepting it.
You get lonely, and you don't like... You need the attention.
Oh, I need the attention.
You do.
Hello, look at me, look at me.
Yes, you do. And you're a horny fuck, and you need to make sure that there's somebody there to make sure for you to
no,
take
you're
care.
No, you're not horny. That's popcorn.
I am going freaking crazy right now because I got all you here and I haven't banged one of you yet. And quit sniffing.
Start licking.
Yes, quit sniffing, start licking. Start Jesus licking. Christ.
Boy.
All right, well, that was. I like that question. That was pretty good.
Next question.
Next. Oh, you just went, yes, that was yours?
Thank you, sir.
All right, so you chose Chomper, yes?
She's like, oh my God, I'm scared.
No, she wasn't scared, stripping. She was excited. It's got to be the same with the questions. Can you read it?
Yeah, I can read it.
She's laughing, so it must be a good one. We just wrote a bunch of different ones. Go. Into the mic. Pretend you're sucking cock. It's got to be right on the head, not on the side. There you go.
But I like
teeth.
I like to bite things.
No. Why the fuck did you chop her?
Chop on that dick.
All right, go ahead, read the question.
You did?
This is my pup, Scar Dick. Let's go on.
What was your first impression of Master?
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Master and Sir make it.
No. The questions are the questions. Because
I'd like to hear both.
You know what? You go with the first one, but the thing, there, that question is in here.
Oh, is it?
So when it comes up, then you'll be able to. Go ahead.
I was really intimidated and scared.
No, really?
Why does everyone say that?
Because you are so dominant and...
As you get scratches from your...
No, he's pulling my hair, sir.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was just nervous and scared. And
well, now, were you nervous and scared because of what he said? What Puppy said? Or were you afraid because of just meeting me? There's a difference.
Just, I don't know, meeting you.
Okay. So did he say, you got to watch out for him because he's a real prick and, you know... He'll yell and scream at you, and you best not have your boots dirty because he'll freak on you and blah, 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 blah. Because I know that he did. I can already tell just by the way you're looking at each other.
No, he didn't try to scare me, sir.
Well, that's good. Well, I appreciate that, Ace. Thank you.
I just, it was something new and something different and something that I was, like, looking forward to, and it was, like, that combination of, like, excited and, like,
terrifying
anxiousness, and it was the first time going to Forbidden, too, so it was, like, all of those things kind of, like, thrown in the mix.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Now, that's another question, so I have to wait, because I was going to say about him. Okay, you had your hand out. What? Corey?
My first meeting...
You got to get closer, puppy.
First time I met Master Noel, I was actually with my... previous ex.
Was that the actual ex?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What a dick. Oops.
He's not listening. Trust me.
Oh.
He thinks you're all psychotic people who have no emotional balance.
Well, at least he's smart. I mean, anyways.
No, I was not intimidated by Master Noel. I felt very safe with you automatically. Although originally I wound up talking to you because I had heard about pup play, but I'd only literally heard the term and was curious what it meant because I'd always identified with the whole pup thing, like since I was born.
Right.
Of course, it always meant something different. But I looked over because I saw Pup Ace in a mask and full bodysuit and cage and was just really curious, and you invited me over. So I...
Hitchcock.
You never... I couldn't see that then.
Then.
It was funny, though.
For anybody
and
who isn't
he
aware,
saw the lights.
He has a magnificently huge, beautiful... Anyway.
Are you talking about his penis?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, sir.
Better watch that pup, which is it'd be biting you anyways. Go.
Chomp.
Arr.
Like if I wouldn't have... In, I would, yeah. if I
go,
wouldn't
keep,
have
keep going.
To you, I'm not going to... Never mind.
We know you would.
I felt very, very comfortable and very safe instantaneously with you.
Well, thank you. That's cool. Do you have something else to say, Pup Jumper?
I do.
All right. And to the head of the penis. Microphone.
Penis.
Penis.
Not peanuts, but penis.
I'm allergic to peanuts. Okay, you're going to make your statement, just so everybody knows, and we're going to commercial, so please hold and then we'll come back. Go.
Just to, like, add to that, like, even though I was kind of, like, scared and excited and all those things, it didn't, like, that kind of went away pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I started to feel comfortable.
All right. And on that note, we are going to go to break.
To Master Noel.
Grab a drink. And House
we'll be right back. MNSN Radio.